This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine the other day about listening to music, and I mentioned that I've decided to play all my albums on shuffle from now on just to break things up and not get too settled in my ways. And she said, no, you can't do that. You got to play it the way it's produced, at least to start with. And then we went back and forth about it. And then like 2 days later, Billboard magazine came out with a story about exactly that and about whether album order matters in a business sense. So we called him up. Gary Trust wrote the piece. Gary, good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Kai.
So what do you think? Does it matter? Track order?
It really does.
Really?
I think for years, it was really just at the whim of artists. This sounds good here. I think
right.
This would be a good opening track,
right.
Flow, tempo.
I mean, you quote Taylor Swift saying it's a gut thing.
Yeah, she says that. And I know Billy Joel, his 1993 album, River of Dreams, he just put them in the order of which he wrote them. So I think there's no set rules. But what we're finding now with streaming is
yeah.
that the order really does matter business-wise of an album, because people start streaming an album and they might only get through a couple tracks. They might get through three or four before they do something else. But for the most part, people just start at the beginning, get as far as they're going to get. So if you really want to make that first impression, data seem to suggest that you should probably put your best stuff early on and really grab people as quickly as you can.
All right. Talk to me about the new Mumford & Sons album, Babel. I mean, that actually really shows up in your on-demand charts.
Yeah, that was the album that really put this whole story that I did into motion. I'd kind of had this thought. I'm sure a lot of music fans everywhere have thought about this topic before, of how albums are sequenced. But I just always kind of kept it in the back of my mind. And then we have an on-demand songs chart, which measures subscription streaming. And the week that the Babel album came out, we noticed that not only did all the songs but one chart, they charted basically in order of how they were in the album.
Hmm.
So the light went off in my head that, geez, people really are just starting at the top and for the most part going straight through the album. And as each track goes along, each one's a little bit less. But it just really pointed out that order does matter.
I'm not the first guy to ask this question, but why then do we still in this era of 99-cent songs and streaming this and Pandora music that, why even bother with the concept of the full album anymore?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question, and I'm sure younger generations are growing up not tied to the album format, but album sales are still very dominated by physical sales. So, yeah, people are still buying albums as much as we all like to say it's the decline of the album. They still sell. Adele has proven that with 10 million copies of 21. So I think there's still a lot of people who still like the album format.
Yeah, and in the final analysis, it's so completely subjective anyway, right?
Oh, yeah. And, I hope it always is. I wouldn't
right.
want science to just replace what the artist feels. They're the ones giving us the gift of their music. So by all means, let them make that decision. But I think it's good information for artists and certainly record labels to have, to know that, especially with newer artists, if you're really trying to make that first impression, you probably want to put your best music early on an album. Maybe once you're established, people know who you are at that point. Sure, you probably have more leeway to order an album however you want.
Gary Trust, he handles the charts over at Billboard. Gary, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Kai.
All right, so if Gary's theory that the best song on an album should be played first holds true, really shouldn't be any last track hits, right? Well, no, not right. The music on the show today has been songs you guys nominated as your favorite album closers. Up the top, there was this. Sprawl 2 from Arcade Fire. Later on, we had this. The End by the Beatles. Can't leave out the 90s, right? Champagne Supernova by Oasis. You can see the whole list at marketplace.org. And yeah, let's play one more. Here you go.